Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Beyonce and Jay-Z now own the most expensive house in California. The couple reportedly bought the home for $200 million, which is going to sound like a steal when I tell you how much it was listed for privately. $295 million.
That is a lot. I mean, that's a hell of a discount, honestly.
I know. Shout out to their realtor for getting them that discount. Right. So the sale beats the previous home sale record in California, which was a $177 million home owned by an entrepreneur. It makes it the second most expensive home sale in the country, only behind a $238 million penthouse owned by the CEO of Citadel in Manhattan. So just to think, if they had not gotten that discount, they would have the most expensive home in the country.
Do we have the deets so we can do a little real estate porn?
Yeah, they're online. I went down in a rabbit hole this weekend looking at it. It's just, it looks more like a boutique hotel almost than it does a house. It's absolutely amazing.
But it's extremely modern. Like the lines of it, and there was like one angle, the way this compound is sitting up on a hill looking over the ocean, and there is like this one area where there is a pool, but it's only surrounded by like concrete walls, and you just look straight out into the... I'm just like, what architect came up with this? Because it's stunning and terrifying all at the same time.
So I'll answer that for you. The home was designed by master Japanese architect Tadao Ando, who is also working on Kanye West's home in Malibu. And Beyonce and Jay-Z's new home took almost 15 years to complete.
Wow.
The house was originally created for Bill Bell Jr., one of the biggest art collectors in the world and the heir to a soap opera fortune. His parents created The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful.
I guess when you spend that kind of much money on a house that you don't care about this, but I wonder what it costs to maintain a house like that every month.
Pennies for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I mean, if you're buying a house like that, you don't care, but just to like the common man, I would love to know that.
I think they should have let go of the discount so that they could have been number one.
Yeah, right.
Like at that point, if you already paid $20 million, what's another 95 to be number one? Keep the discount.
No, but that is fascinating to know. Like when, if you broke down, like what the electric bill is, what the gas bill is, what lawn care is, housekeeping. If you added everything up, how much money you would be spending a month on this home?
I'd love to know.
It's going to be astronomical.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Probably what some millionaires are paying for their house, just in a mortgage. What's wild is that this home was built in 2003. Forget this. $14.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, the housing market right now is crazy. The home is built, of course, entirely of concrete. It's 30,000 square feet. But other than that, we just have a couple of photos. It was a private sale. It wasn't listed on, like, Zillow. So we just have a couple to check out. Celebs. They're just like us. Kim K got really candid about raising her kids on Jay Shetty's podcast. She says sometimes she just cries herself to sleep at night, which I can imagine is very relatable to the average parent. Mm-hmm. And obviously from an economic standpoint, they're not relatable whatsoever. But hearing her talk about what an average morning like is for her feels strangely normal.
Mornings, you have the best chaos though. Like my mornings, you have no idea what's going on. It's like, I always have to do one of my daughter's hair and it has to be perfect and it has to be a certain way. And then this one needs me to put his shoes on, and that they all need you. And they all, it's like full crazy madness, cooking, running around. Like it's wild. And it will make you so proud of yourself that you figured it out and that you got through the day. And sometimes it's nights where it's just, we are going hour by hour to see if we're going to survive.
Yeah, all of her assistants must be exhausted.
I was going to ask how many nannies are there in the morning to assist.
Boy, the chef must really be working overtime.
There are some celebrities who are adamant about not, like, there's no shame in the nanny game. And, like, there's no shame if you do it, if you don't do it. Like, if you want to put, you have the means, but you want to put the onus and pressure on yourself. Like, you know, figure out your own way and what makes you happy. But I feel like she's a nanny person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nanny or nannies?
Nannies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm betting,
I feel like each kid has one.
I mean, I do think that in a lot of ways, I'm sure she busts her ass as a mom, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I think that.
Just because you have a nanny doesn't mean you're any less of a mom.
I think that what she does have is the safety net on when she has this really wild, exhausting day that she can take a couple hours and because the nanny is there and she'd go, hey, can you take North for a couple of hours? Where most women don't have that.
Yeah.
But it's exhausting nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. But what I found so relatable is when she said, like, my daughter's hair has to be a certain way. I was like that growing up, and nobody, like, if I had a nanny, I didn't have a nanny, but like my dad couldn't touch my hair. Had to be my mom. Had to be really tight. So I was like, you know what? That sounds very, very normal. Is Bad Bunny's most recent track about Kendall Jenner? Fans seem to think so. I'll tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.